Listen, I was talking to this dude yesterday, man, and we were tripping about all these fake out pastors.
What do you mean by fake? First, describe. Well, I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. Fake out.
Mean people that hide behind Christianity.
Ooh. So it's not just pastors, people, people. Yeah,
there are a lot of people that hide behind Christianity that are just mean, nasty people.
Yeah, like, and not real Christians.
You question them on it, they start throwing the Bible stuff at you.
Oh, that's a fake out.
Yeah, but some of these pastors are some mean, controlling dudes.
You never lie.
I don't know. Not all of them.
No.
But I'm going to tell you, man, it's like this dude was telling me a story. I didn't even want to repeat it on the radio because it's not going to sound believable. But it did happen.
It
did. I'll tell you off the air. But it did happen. But let's just say that he was having his way with the younger ladies in the church.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's not. Why is that unbelievable?
That's not new.
It's just how he was doing it. Okay. It's like, are you serious?
Just bold with it.
And how, you know, relatives of some of these young girls were turning their heads and saying, hey, listen. You know, he's special.
That's pastor.
Yeah. What?
That's the pastor, you know.
You want to ruin the pastor, and then they put pressure on him, make them feel bad.
Anyway, fake out pastors, we're talking about them. I'll tell you just a little bit about the situation where he was talking about the pastor was literally coming on to a 16, 17-year-old girl. And her family didn't believe her. Family was mad at her. But, you know, that's the power that some of these dudes have.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know some people, man, that are very vicious people, but they hide behind, you know, hey, and they think they're a better Christian than you because,
well, because they know the Bible.
They know more about the Bible because there's a lot of things about the Bible I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, you can't question my faith in
Amen.
In God.
Some of the meanest people go to church.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. Good morning. We're talking about fake out pastors. Your comment, please.
Come on, Sean. Yeah, this is Sean. What's going on, y'all?
Hey.
What's happening?
Hey, I want to say, man, listen, man, we got one up here in Baltimore, man, by the name of Pastor.
I'm not putting no names out there, man.
Don't say that.
No, we don't do that. Come on.
I know y'all saw him on WorldStar, though, like, you know what I'm saying, like a week ago or whatever.
Yeah.
Made the little comment, man. But this guy is the worst, man. Like, he got one of the girls in his church pregnant.
All right, we know the story.
On the side?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
What happened?
But you know, hey.
I'm like, I want to know. I'm putting him a hole. I want to know the whole story. You got a girl pregnant?
He's about to
what?
Get up.
I want to know.
Fake out pastors. We're talking about them. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. It's Janice from Spring Lake.
Yeah, we don't need any names. We don't need names because I don't need lawsuits.
That's my name.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay, so I just want to say that there are so many pastors out here making it horrible for the ones that are real. My father, whose name I won't say, is a pastor. I can tell you he is the same inside, outside of church. Doesn't matter what day of the week. But you have those out here proper lying that make it so those of us don't even want to go to church.
Yeah, I hear you. Fake out pastors, good morning. Hello.
Yeah, man, these fake out pastors, I don't think they realize what they're doing to the black community. Well, I mean, there are other races that are fake preachers too, but particularly black preachers, they're weakening the black community and the stand that the black church had in the black community back during the day, civil rights movements and stuff, and things to get to where we are now. Mm-hmm. And then they're bringing us down with their personal agendas with homosexuality and just stealing from people and everything, man. They're just weakening us.
Yeah, well, you know, I think the big problem is when a young girl can go to her family and they take the pastor's word over hers. Christ. That bothers me a lot, you know. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Russ Paul from D.C., man. How about these politicians that voted for that war that was a lie, and all of them tried to say that they was compassionate conservatives, but then came back and cut all the social programs? We can look at that. But then how about pastors that's trying to take over other pastors' churches, you know, especially one out there in Jericho? That's all I'm going to say.
So. All right. Thank you, man.
Okay.
That's a battle that's been going down.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
It's a lot of money. There's a lot of money on the table.
Absolutely.
You don't believe
just
it.
Just keep it real.
Crazy money.
Mm-hmm. How you doing? Your comment, please.
Personally, I think that since they have that power, they can just do whatever they want.
Yeah, and you know what? I think when you have so many, you know, folks that are looking for an answer.
Yeah.
Right. And you put so much faith in one
them
individual.
On a pedestal.
Yeah, man, it's a problem.
Tweet.
Not trying to be rude, says, not all, but too many of these pastors are crooks. They use God to brainwash their fellowship, and people give them way too much power.
Tracy, go ahead.
Hey, I'll never forget. I had a girlfriend
who needed some help, and she went to her church. You know how they say we have a church pantry and this and that. Mm-hmm. Well, when she asked for help, the pastor's response, because he had to vote on it, we ain't no bank. I don't know why people keep coming here asking us for help. I mean, can't she get another job? I mean, it's just ridiculous. How do you turn a cheek like that on your own flock who's trying to tithe and do their part to pay your salary? Mm.
Tweet, tweet.
Wow. Let me see. Trey writes, pastors and priests under 60 are the ones making the horrible mess and mistakes. The older heads don't play that.
Hmm.
Interesting. Good morning. Hello.
Andrew.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, your comment, please. Too late. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, y'all. How y'all doing?
Just fine. Hey. Talking about fake pastors. Go ahead.
I agree with Albert. He said some of the meanest people are in church, and some of the biggest devils are sitting up in the pulpit.
True.
And most of them are appointed and not anointed, and that is the problem.
Ooh.
Everybody wants to do it for prestige and power, but they need to go somewhere and sit down before God strikes them down.
Wow.
Okay. Appointed, not anointed.
We'll leave it at that.